Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today. The Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, is going to be on the show today. Obviously, we got a lot to talk about. The Triple Mania show was last week, and tonight it is the CMLL anniversary show. From the Cubs fan, CMLL has a show today, you might have heard. It is their 83rd anniversary show tonight in Arena Mexico. Dragon Lee and La Máscara wager their masks in the main event. Super Crazy and Rey Bucanero gamble their hairs. And the Sky Team and Los Guerreros fight for the CMLL World Trios Championship. We'll talk about that with Dr. Lucha here today. We can also talk about all of the television, the Cruiserweight Classic last night, which was, in fact, a classic, an awesome episode of that program, as well as NXT, which was not an awesome episode of that program. Very boring NXT, made up for by a very, very exciting Cruiserweight Classic. Chikara, King of Trios, kicks off tonight if you are in the area. Joey Styles will be doing a commentary for that show. And don't forget that Lucha Underground is kicking off next week. The new season of Lucha Underground. There are trailers online if you have not seen them yet. We've got news about CM Punk's upcoming fight with Mickey Gall taking place September 10th. That is, in fact, next Saturday. Day after that is the WWE's SmackDown pay-per-view with AJ Styles challenging for the title versus Dean Ambrose in the main event. And we've got more. If you want to give us a call today, 425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. And we will be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Howdy there. I'm the extra crispy colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. Their sandwich is made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, that Dolph Ziggler sounds so different on the radio. It's Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Already have people waiting on the line. You usually know what that means. But we'll talk about some news first. The Cruiserweight Classic NXT. I know these air on Wednesday. I usually watch them on Thursday, hence we talk about them here on Friday. What did you guys think of the Cruiserweight Classic and NXT? Cruiserweight Classic, I thought was so great. What a wondrous television show. It makes me very excited for the debut of the Cruiserweights on September 19th on Raw. Although I don't think we're going to see burning hammers. I don't know if we're going to see a lot of snap Germans onto the top of a dude's head. But I still think it's going to be a lot of fun, especially if my main man Akira Tozawa is on every one of the shows. What a great man. Mike, are you there? I hear something. I hear hissing from your end, but I can't hear you. All right, Mike seems to be having some technical difficulties, so I'm going to mute his channel here for a moment. And when we get him fixed, we'll get him back here on the show. I want to mention, by the way, as I was going over all of the other stuff, that Delete or Decay is going to be taking place on Impact next week. After the Brian and Vinny show went off the air last night, Vinny found the trailer for Delete or Decay, and he got very, very excited. What is Delete or Decay? Well, it is essentially the... Actually, hold on. Mike may have fixed his microphone. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
Stupid technology.
The on
button. Against me.
The on button.
It's gotta make sure all these gadgets and whatnot are plugged in. It could lead to harm. But yeah, wait. I know you want to get into decay and delete right there, but just want to say this. I hope that they do some personality pieces on Raw. They certainly have the time to do it. I hope they treat the Cruiserweights not as a sports outlier or some sort of freak show outlier of a show within a show. Just make it a blending part of the rest of the show. These guys are just like the large guys, except for they'll be facing off with each other for a title that's specific for them. But you know what? They punch people in the face. They do cool moves. They have personalities. They have lives. They just happen to be a little bit smaller. And if you don't mention that, if you don't point that out at every last opportunity, then it won't really matter as much. The Cruiserweights can succeed because I think now more than ever we have... This is a horrible example, but it's almost like the women's strawweight division when they brought them in from Invicta, and they at least had personalities going into the Ultimate Fighter. Same thing with these Cruiserweights, except on a much larger, better scale. When you look at Tozawa's career, when you look at the career of Brian Kendrick, when you look at all of these guys individually, who they're going to be bringing in, even guys who are relatively young in the business, like a Cedric Alexander, they all have so much on the ball right now. They're going to, because it's WWE and it's Vince McMahon and it's Raw, but really, the less you touch these guys with a bunch of nonsense and you just kind of let them go and steer them in a direction, I think they'll be fine and they'll get over on their own. We'll have to see what they'll do. Football's going to play a part in this. There's a lot that's going to play a part in this, but I have hope. I do
God,
have
look
hope
at this
for the
guy.
Cruiserweights.
Look at this guy. Listen, I hope it's great, too. I was great, too. It is a new era. Kevin Owens is the champion. He is not a bodybuilder. Cruiserweight Classic is great. But Vince McMahon is still in charge of Raw. And I am watching Raw from 1997 every week now, and they have cruiserweights on that show, and it's a mess.
Well, they that's a horrible. I don't even know what that was. That was Scott Taylor, Scotty Too Hotty before he was Scotty Too Hotty, and ultimately ended up with Goldberg, and then they tried again with S.A. Rios, and then they tried again with Dean Malenko. They even tried. Remember when they brought Jerry Lynn in, and they had Jerry Lynn on Heat cut a heel promo on JR for like no reason, and it went nowhere. Do you remember that? They have tried and failed and brought it back so many times that I shouldn't have hope. But because, again, I've been watching a lot of these guys for so long, and I know how talented they can be, and I do see what's happened with Owens and Nakamura and some other people where, look, they're over, even if it's to varying degrees. I'll take it.
Listen, I don't care what they do as long as Akira Tozawa is on Raw every week. They're gonna
screw something up in every segment.
They're gonna screw something up. It's virtually guaranteed because they always do. You got to remember, 1997. There's a reason that they started the light heavyweight division, and that was that the cruiserweights were tearing the house down on Nitro every week. And so their idea was, well, we must have a division of lighter weight wrestlers ourselves, but we will do it right. And of course, them doing it right was bad matches that were treated as, I can't even say mid-card filler. It was low-card filler. It's Vince McMahon. He's a big dude. It's tough. But hey, like I said, Kevin Owens is not a bodybuilder, and he's the champion. And that means there is, in fact, hope. But we'll see how it goes. Now, as I was saying, the Final Deletion Part 2. That's what it is. Final Deletion Part 2. Mm-hmm. Taking place next week. Delete or DK. It is the Hardys. Brother Nero and Matt Hardy, who I believe are still heels, but they're baby faces because they're just so great. They will be facing the Decay. The battlefield, this person here says, is prepared for massacre. And so next week on the show, I'm going to try to get a, I'll see if I can get a sneak peek. So like last time, we can plug it like crazy here on the show, because from what I've seen with the trailer and what Vinny has seen, this deserves the press. Decay,
you know what?
Versus the Hardys.
I don't care how much people make. It doesn't matter. If you make a lot of money for doing something, it's significant. Good for you. You know, I'd like to make some of that money for nothing, too. But I am interested in one person's money. Senor Benjamin's merch money. Did you see the pictures from last weekend with the baby? Baby Maxwell and Matt Hardy and Rebby and Senor Benjamin out there signing autographs and working shirts and all that stuff. I would like to know where Senor Benjamin ranks on the list of merch sellers. I know he's not up in the Young Bucks territory, or maybe he is. Maybe he is at this point. I need to know.
Well, maybe we'll find out in the next couple of days. Maybe I can arrange. I should get Senor Benjamin on the show now.
We should.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Yes, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Kenny, do you speak Spanish? Hey. Because if we get Senor Benjamin on, the half-Mexican dude we have here, he doesn't speak Spanish. I can barely speak English. So.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Go ahead, Kenny.
Anyway, I have a quick question about the indie wrestling scene. I read the Observer yesterday, and I noticed something with the promotion. Was it Northeast Wrestling? And them, you know, running shows at minor league stadiums and drawing, you know, like 2,000 a show, and one show was reading like less than 1,000. And it was all highlighted by Kurt Angle and Cody Rhodes. And I watched some of the match online. I mean, it looked good. It had a lot of high spots, but it was just the way it's viewed. It just looked, I mean, in essence, like the stadiums they played in minor league. And my question to you is, and I'm going to add Global Force Wrestling to this. What is it about indie wrestling promotions and minor league baseball stadiums? Why they think that that'll draw a big crowd? And do you think, when is big too big is what I'm asking.
When is what too big?
Big, being big, too big. You know, like minor league stadiums, football stadiums, so forth, for a lot of the indie promotions.
Well, listen, Northeast Wrestling has run a lot of very successful events. And if you look at the lineup, I mean, clearly they're not losing a ton of money. So, to me, if you can get a, here's the thing with indie wrestling. You got to get a deal.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of places run at VFW halls. Oh man, I was in Cannon Beach. There's a VFW hall there. dude, I don't want to ever wrestle again, and I sure as hell don't want to be a promoter. But when you wrestled, as long as I did, you walk by a VFW hall, and you're like, man, Buddy's got a ring. What I could do here. I could be the king of Cannon Beach, the Cannon Beach champion. Anyway, so they got it. You got to get a deal. That's why they run in these small buildings or whatever. If you can get a deal to run in a baseball stadium and you can make enough money, who cares what it looks like? Like, this is a business. It's not WWE. It's not Lucha Underground or TNA. I mean, if you're a national televised promotion, it should look good. But if you're running an indie event and everyone shows up and they're happy and you make money, more power to you. So what you got to do when you're an indie promoter? Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi. It's from CNN. This is why you should have an iPhone anyway.
Uh-oh.
Samsung recalling the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone worldwide. It's an embarrassing setback, it says here. Samsung said it had found a problem with the battery in some of the phones and was halting sales. It will replace all 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7s that have been sold with a new product, regardless of when they were purchased. South Korean news agency previously reported that there have been five claims around the world of Note 7s catching fire while charging. Now, I bring this up because I don't know if this is the phone that the Doctor of Lucha has. but we are going to be calling Dr. Lucha on his landline because his cell phone caught fire. So I got to find out if he's got a Samsung, and he would be the sixth person in the world whose phone caught fire while charging. Can you believe
that? I just
that?
Hope his phone doesn't test positive for clenbuterol or anything like that.
Why? It would be fine.
That's true. You know, you never know where you're getting your minutes from, I guess. So,
a couple of questions, and we'll go to the phones. This person says, is Elias Samson being kept off NXT TV to get repackaged or something? His gimmick wasn't getting any traction, and hasn't been on TV in ages. Okay, two things. First off, he's not on TV because he's hurt. Second off, his gimmick was getting traction. He was hated. And he was getting a way better reaction than a lot of these guys are. And Hunter loves the Drifter. So fear not, you will be seeing much more of the Drifter as soon as he is able. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello, toll-free line. What's up? He waited on, you know how long that guy waited on the line there to just get disconnected? It's incredible.
Coward.
To the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Delete.
Oh, Mike. Go ahead, Ryan.
I have a question about Triple H getting involved. Was that to increase the female viewership? Because I was recently approached by a female that was interested in that.
Oh, hold on a second. You were recently approached by a female?
Well, it was a coworker. She wanted to know if there were a marital problem between Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, because I guess Stephanie did a good job with her facial expression, getting upset with Triple H after that match because she noticed how upset she was with Triple H.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't like when Ryan calls in. I love when you call in, Ryan. I got to make a comment about this whole thing right here. So I didn't really want to bring this up. I kind of brought it up on Monday, but this happened, mm-hmm. So we may as well just get into it. I wish I had my Raw report in front of me to get the exact quote, but there was a segment backstage, and it was Stephanie, and it was Mick Foley, and it was Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Rollins made some comment about how we've had a lot of good nights together, or something like that. And then he hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were cutting away, way in the background, there was a fella in a suit with a buzzed head. You could only see him from the back. And then they cut away. Now, the reason I didn't bother bringing it up is because they have hinted in the past several years, a time or two, that they're going to do some sort of program where Triple H and Stephanie do a split. And every time they've done it, I mean, they did it many, many years ago with Kurt Angle. The Kurt Angle, Triple H, Stephanie, love triangle or whatever it was, that ended up going absolutely nowhere because Hunter's not an idiot. And there was no way that Stephanie was going to split from him and go with Kurt Angle in storyline. Because if you followed wrestling, this is not a good idea. So
Triple H would know.
There was one other one as well, and I cannot remember. If anybody can remember, text me. There was some storyline that it seemed to be leading towards a Triple H-Stephanie split, and it was just dropped cold. Oh, you know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. There was a storyline where Lana got Rusev a match after having a private meeting with Triple H, and it seemed very sketchy.
The old Vince Trish.
And they totally dropped it, and we never heard about it again. Now, honest to God, I don't think they're going to do a Triple H-Stephanie split. I think there's going to be some sort of rigmarole, and of course they'll end up on the same page together. As always, it'll be a big swerve or whatever. But I do have to say that when I saw that segment, and Seth dropped the line about how we've had a lot of good nights together, Stephanie, and he hugged her, and then there was the guy in the background, and then later Hunter comes out and he does something that goes against what Stephanie wanted. I thought, you know what? Are they doing a Triple H Stephanie split here? Is that the storyline? I don't think it is, but I certainly, they planted a seed right there, and I could see them doing something like that. So, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for that call because that got me talking about that.
And, Brian, even if it's in this, it's not like I want this, and it's not like I think this is going to happen, but even, you can always take that sexual tension, if you decide that's not the way you wanted it to go, and turn it to a way where Triple H is such the focus of NXT that if you do end up doing a split, that he's got his own people, or he's got his own group, or he's got NXT. I mean, just if depending on what direction you want to go with Triple H, the character as well, too. So there could be a lot that could come out of this. I don't, you know, they've tried this a lot of times, and I don't. Again, it's so much McMahon's that I guess as long as it's good, I mean, you're never going to be able to get away from it. You know, so I guess the best it can be is when it's visually appealing and makes the viewers happy on TV, or at least doesn't make them groan or turn the channel. So I guess you kind of got to accept it, although there's so many other ways you can go with this, and I don't think this is necessary, especially just because you have tension already with Seth. You could always do a Seth Triple H match, especially when at WrestleMania. It's got nothing to do with any relationship with Seth and Stephanie or that tease or any of that sort of stuff. You have enough legitimate business and sports reasons of why you could do that match.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Brian, I know you don't get to watch Pop for the TNA. Yesterday we were talking about the Alley storyline. Well, it's taken away, like I was telling you, that I thought it was going to go. Last night, Allie came out. She was all giddy. She had the belt around her waist and balloons. She was supposed to have this big party and everything. Well, Maria comes out, and she just browbeats her and tells her, "Though this celebration is not for you. This is for me." And she basically makes her lay down, and she gets the ref in there. And she covers her for the three count and takes the belt away from her. And she gets this look from Allie, you know, like, what are you doing? You know, so I think they're setting it up where she's going to turn on Maria before too long and see the light.
Man. Well, there you go. A girl who could not wrestle in storyline just laid down for another girl. This is Billy Corgan era. I'm not sold on this, Jim.
I'll tell you what, I am really digging this thing with the Hardys now. Last night with Rosemary coming in the house and all kind of things like this, you know, I think it's really getting good with Broken and Brother Nero and...
Well, hey, you're going to love next week's show, Jim. The
awesome.
big battle to the death on the Hardy compound.
Oh, man, because I saw where Reeve was saying massacre.
Yeah. Massacre. There's going to be a massacre on the Hardy compound.
Y'all have a good weekend now.
Jim, have a good weekend, my friend. I got an email here I got to read. Apparently this was on the MSL and Sullivan show on MLWradio.com. Mr. St. Laurent talking about the Paige Del Rio situation here. And MSL says, Mark Carano, who fans might know from Total Divas, kind of like the office liaison guy, approached Del Rio and Paige individually and harassed each of them about their relationship. It was indicated that the office wanted them to sever their romantic relationship. Mm. And he also says, a lot of people speculated if this was the reason WWE split them up in the draft, and that's definitely what happened. The company did not want them together. They split them up in the draft by design, and they threatened to fire Paige if she didn't break up with Del Rio. If this is all true, who cares? What's the big deal with Paige and Del Rio dating?
I don't know. I think it opens you up to problems. You know.
Well, I mean, if it leads to professional insanity or professional problems, then sure.
No. I mean, from WWE's end, if they were this heavy-handed and you wanted to push this issue, if you were Paige, I bet you'd have some outlets to do it. If this is what they do, and I know it's wrestling, and there's ways you can work lots of things, you know, like, did you really beat up that guy? No, I just potatoed him. There's accidents that happen. You know, there's a long history of things like this in wrestling, not just in WWE, but from all over the place with pressuring relationships and involvement and how it affects you and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, this could get a little bit sloppy if it does get pushed, and it's... If I'm WWE, again, like you, I don't care. I just sit back and it's like, here's rope. Here you go. Here's some rope. Here's some more rope. And if you decide to hogtie yourself or hang yourselves, That's on you, and we will get rid of you, you know, because there is a level of professionalism that you need to have, you know, in pro wrestling or in the sports entertainment business, whether you're in a relationship or not. And if your relationship affects your work, then there's going to be an issue. But to be so heavy-handed about it in this day and age, I don't know why, unless it's just that's just how it is.
This person says, despite the story, it's a lot more than five phones that have exploded. I presume this is his phone that blew up. This is Greg, so I retweeted that. Everybody, get an iPhone. You can track your steps with it for no other reason.
That's
you
true.
You use your iPhone to track your steps. You do your 10,000 steps a day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat too much, and now you're skinny, all because of having an iPhone. Back in a moment with the Doctor of Lucha and his busted phone. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini with a House Smarts Lawn and Garden tip. You know, fall is a really important time to take care of your lawn. You spent the spring getting it ready, the summer tweaking it and enjoying it. Good job. But winter is coming. Now, once all those leaves fall, rake them up and make sure to rake up all that thatch that can choke the lawn. It allows the winter fertilizer to get down to the roots, which will make your lawn stronger. Then in the spring, your lawn will wake up faster, look greener, and thicker than before. And now a word from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Lance Storm is listening right now. Lori here claims she did 65,000 steps yesterday. I need proof of this. I need a screenshot from the phone. 65,000 steps? That would be...
on flat land? I mean, where was she?
That's 24 miles.
She doing levels? I mean, come on.
It's about 24 miles. The Doctor of Lucha is joining us here today, Steve Sims. Steve, is that a Samsung phone that you were using that blew up?
You got that right.
My God, can you imagine?
Wow.
I read an article from CNN a little earlier that said that 5 had blown up worldwide, and clearly that is a very inaccurate number. I've got somebody tweeting their phone, your phone blew up.
Yeah, they wouldn't be doing a recall if it were just 5 of them.
Yeah, this is crazy. And someone else said, Brian, your Samsung can track your steps. Apparently not. Steve, Samsung isn't tracking anything right now because it blew up.
When I recharge it, it's great if it gets up to 3%.
Man. All right, Steve, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's not waste any time. Tonight, okay. The CMLL anniversary show. Let us know what's going on and where we can see it.
Sad to say it's one of the weaker main events in a while, possibly this entire century with CMLL. They're using a guy that we all love, internet fans all love, and is going to be a major superstar one day, the youngest of Rush's younger brothers, Dragon Lee. But to the regular audience, he's a mid-card guy. I mean, literally a mid-card guy. He's been in mid-cards until about a month and a half ago. And he's defending the family honor against La Máscara. La Máscara and older brother of Dragon Lee Rush were in Los Ingobernables and have split and gone in separate ways. La Máscara has left the trio, and now he's trying to defend his honor by risking his mask against any one of the Rush Munoz family that will represent and face off with a mask match against him. To the average fan, it certainly isn't the sort of thing that's going to attract a casual audience. They have an undercard match with Super Crazy against Rey Bucanero for the Hairs that is not going to sell many tickets either. It could be a fine show, and the anniversary show itself has a lot of cachet built up, so it will sell some tickets just on that. But it's nothing. It's not going to be anything like the last few years. It's not even going to be live on TV.
So the
why? Very, very simply, why? Because just because there were bigger matches they could have made on, I would have assumed if.
Oh yes, they could have booked. This is Paco's stubbornness. I mean, any promoter in Mexico City right now could book if you can get arena big enough, LA Park, and Rush, and sell out at very huge, expensive ticket prices. But Paco Alonso is the one promoter on planet Mexico who will never consider such a thing because some guy has crossed him in the past. Why it's not live is because they don't want to hurt their gate tonight. It's still going to be the show this year that makes them the largest gate. And he has, in his infinite wisdom with all his spreadsheets, he has calculated what he thinks the price is that will be most likely if they don't give away the option of you seeing it from the comfort of your own home, the option that will or the price that will get the most seats into the stands.
No, but more Steve. I mean, we had Atlantis the last couple of years with Sombra, with Ultimo Guerrero, and probably one of the best spectacles I had ever seen. You know, I have ever seen. What was the main event of a couple of years before that? Was Volador, right? Sombra and Volador, which. That was awesome.
Sombra last year, Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero the year before, and then the year before that was the thing they did where they had Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero against Volador and Sombra, and because Volador and Sombra won, they had to go on and have a mask match, and all the fans were chanting fraud and stuff, but it's now looked back upon not nearly as negatively as it was the night that it happened. So those were three huge matches.
Yeah, because I thought it was early for Volador to lose his mask and everything, but it's like, well, okay, and then everything went the way that it did. But it's like, you know, when you go back and look at those three main events, I mean, I know people have crossed them, but I mean, I isn't money important here? I'm just blown away that after the last three and the amount of attention that it got, when things aren't going that great for CMLL, that they would allow themselves on their biggest show of the year when Triple Mania didn't exactly knock it out of the park on paper, at least going into that show. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, it is a surprise. I agree with you from a lot of standpoints. Their business is now a big show business, and they do their best to try and they up the prices for the big shows, and they do their best to try and save all the big matches for the two biggest shows, Los Leandas and the anniversary show. I don't think this was Paco's original plan. Somebody had said that and more than one person has said that Rush was scheduled to be in the main event, but that when he and L.A. Park had a match last month at Arena Mexico for the Elite promotion, they went too far away from the rules of wrestling that Paco insists his wrestlers have. And Rush was suspended internally by the powers that be, and so Paco was left without the guy that he wanted to promote in the match. I mean, theoretically, if you're breaking up the ingobernable Ingobernables, the two people who split up should be the two to have the mask match. However, on the other hand, Paco had always said you would never guess what the main event was going to be this year, and frankly, at the time he said that, La Máscara against Rush was the sort of thing we would have guessed, because it was the obvious breakup of the Ingobernables. So who knows? Paco is the most unique. He's, of all the people on planet Earth, even ahead of Vince McMahon, he's the person I would most like to interview about wrestling. He's got just, I just would love, nobody's really had a really good sit-down interview with him ever. And I would love to pick his brain and see how he sees and why he sees things the way he does.
You know, it seems to me that this guy doesn't really care what AAA is doing. Am I wrong? He seems much less reactionary than
competition. He doesn't particularly care. He is tasked with making a certain by his family of not being an embarrassment to the family, first of all, and second, making a certain amount of profit. And they do. And as long as they do that, he is fine. They have so much good talent there, and people who have shown the ability to work or book and think of great things. Even, you know, CMLL will come up with fine angles and fine matches during the course of a year. But it's also the world's most wasted potential promotion as to what they could be is just an amazing thing. And tonight's anniversary show is a good idea, a good illustration of that. It's what it is, but it's not nearly what it could have been.
All right, Steve. Dave was on the show yesterday, and he was talking about the main event of next year's Triple Mania. We can talk about this year's Triple Mania here in a moment. And they've already got a main event. It's Psycho Clown, Dr. Wagner, Mask versus Mask.
Now, oh God.
He said that never in the history of Lucha Libre had there ever been a match with a one-year build. Is that right?
I'm not so sure about that. It's I would have to go back and look at some of the stuff in the 50s, because when they were doing hot stuff with Santo and Blue Demon in the 50s, I don't know what – I'd have to look at my anniversary show. I presume he means an anniversary show main event with – or a Triple Mania main event with a one-year build, not that the fact that a promotion has had a feud with a one-year build, because Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero would disprove that.
Yeah, that was kind of a one-year build, right? They did the four-way deal.
They've been feuding for longer than 12 months at the time they finally had their first mask match, much less the second mask match.
I know, but my point was they had the one show where there were the four guys, and everyone thought it was going to come down to Atlantis and Guerrero.
Right,
and it did
right. It's kind of a good answer to the one-year build. And everybody presumed, and they never told us anything differently, that after the Sombra Volador match that they would come back with Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero next year, and they did.
Sure.
It was never set in stone. There was always a little bit of doubt, but it was always the heavily leading contender for the whole year.
So is that what Dave means? Is this is like the first, like, the end is set, we know where it's ending, and everything we do is going to lead.
Announced, yes, absolutely. I would say it's probably the first announced anniversary show match or Triple Mania match or anything at that level of the Monterey promotions or the Tijuana promotions. Many of their feuds in the 70s and 80s were very short feuds. Even if you had mask matches come out of them, they were surprisingly short feuds.
Aren't you begging for it, though, with Dr. Wagner, that he doesn't go obstreperous or something doesn't happen where he just is like, screw it, you need me and sort of stuff?
My worry with Wagner is not now. It's 3 weeks or 2 weeks before the show.
Yeah.
holding up for more money or deciding he wants a different finish. Which
1983 Dr. Wagner.
L.A. Park, too. Even Wagner more so than Park. Park is openly behind the scenes willing to tell you that he is willing to drop, you know, the mask for X amount of money. If he gets enough money, he'll go along with it. I've never really heard people say anything to the extent of that with Wagner. Everybody's presuming that he will lose this match and make a big payoff on it. But he does strike me as the kind of guy that's going to come back to the Roldans. If the show's in August, he'll come back to them in July and say, look at all those tickets I've sold. Man, oh, man, oh, man, you guys are going to make $1 million. I'm going to be paid $75,000. Let's talk.
Steve, do you think that – I think Park, just throwing this out there, would he have an easier time being able to paint his face and go on and continue and get be in a better position than Wagner will be post-mask? Is there any concern with Wagner, you think, internally about that? Or you think it doesn't matter, he takes it off, he's a legend, and there you go?
I have seen both of them without their masks, and they both look older than you would think. Wagner is gray-haired. He can hide it in the way C.N. Caris hid it into his 50s, but, you know, with the little Grecian formula 2000 or 3000 or whatever the maximum formula that you sell is these days. But Wagner is gray-haired, and Park is male pattern baldness, even though he has at the back of his head is he doesn't have like a bald spot on the top of his head. But you would look at him if you saw him without the mask and say, this is a man of about 50. So, yes, they will both, even if he paints his face, and they will, your assumption I agree with, it will, Park is going to be easier to do for this than Wagner. Either one of them, I think, once they lose the mask, it's going to be a significant drop off in their aura. Park, however, and I'm going through a bit with the newsletter about my campaign to get him elected to the Hall of Fame. Park can still have matches with almost anybody that nobody in the world can have.
All right, take everybody very quickly through the highlights of Triple Mania.
Okay, they had a match full of everything except wrestling in the main event. Psycho Clown, who had not won a single match all year against Pagano, nonetheless was granted the opportunity to be on the main event stage and beat him in a mask versus hair match. Daga and Aerostar won the tag titles from Angelico and Jack Evans in what was the best match. And they had a match where a bunch of Lucha Underground people, including Rey Mysterio Jr., arguably the biggest superstar of Mexican wrestling since El Santo worldwide, would have thought, I thought that was going to be a match for the ages. I thought they were going to just burn the house down. But the promotion just threw them out there, except for Rey and one of the announcers, Vampiro. Nobody else got introductions, and the fans crapped all over the match. And it's actually something to see people of that level having their match just crapped on, because except for Rey, they don't know who it is. It was a decent show. It was a bloody show. It was a AAA show. It was what AAA thinks a big show should be.
I heard the announcing left a lot to be desired.
Oh, no. Yes. Watch the Spanish language feed, not the English language feed. English language feed, they're all in it for themselves.
Does no one care? Does nobody care as long as people are speaking English and calling the matches?
You know, at this point, guys, the people in them who are buying the English language version, they know the moves, they know the stuff, they are really, really emotionally vested in Lucha, and the guys treat it so casually and so unimportantly, I guess, is the closest way I'd put it to it. It's really kind of offensive to the fan that actually spent the money for the English language broadcast.
All right, we're going to head to a break. Back in a moment with more Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at FocusOnRock.com.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, the Doctor of Lucha. Steve Sims is here. Steve, let's get some plugs in. Twitter, the Figure Four Weekly, the front page,
yep, well,
and more.
At Figure Four Weekly, you're going to have a review of the CMLL show. It's going to be the prime target this week, and it's important to add it. Like I say, it's not available live, but it is available. You're going to see it. Everybody else is going to see it when I see it, because CMLL is putting it up on video on demand tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And we can all go in and see it. Obviously, we'll know the results by then. Most of us will. But that will be the review. And then starting from there on out, it's a look ahead. Stop with the day-to-day and a look ahead in the some big picture columns coming up.
That, of course, is available only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Steve's got a column every single week in the Figure Four Weekly. And your Twitter, Steve, which I know you're a hearty tweeter.
Well, I was until I took a new job and had to like relearn life the past 6 weeks, but that's another story. Things are fine. Dr. Lucha Jr. promised shortly I will be back to regular speed with that.
That's right, and we will try to get you back on here every Friday from this point. If all else fails, we'll try and work it into another day, but of course, the CMLL anniversary show takes place tonight. Everybody, the Cubs fans' site, which is a luchablog.com, if you want to follow along there. I believe he's actually watching it tomorrow morning. But
yes, and I should add, I am almost certainly going to do the same thing. I'm just going to like turn off my computer at 5:30 and then open it back up tomorrow morning to watch this show with no chance of spoilers.
That's right. And we are out of here, everybody. We'll talk about it on Sunday. I want to thank Dr. Lucha, Mike, as always, the folks at Sports Byline USA. Have a fun and safe holiday weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you again soon. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.